Diggs had lost his way, but the tubby hare was not to be put off. Peering intently at the woodland floor, he shuffled slowly onwards, chunnering relentlessly.
Aha! Wait now. I think we're on the right blinking track. Never lost for long if you're a bally long patrol, chappie, what?
Ambrovina idly twirled her long sling. The huge badger maid leaned against a sycamore, observing ironically.
Never lost for long, eh? Then it's just as well I've got you for a guide, friend.
Without looking up, Diggs chunnered on.
Oh, yes, did half a season, you know, learning tracking, sign-reading and whatnot from old Corporal Broomscuttle. Jolly good old type, Broom, he was. Taught me a heap of useful stuff. I was his blooming star pupil, you know.
His badger companion was trying hard not to smile.
Were you really? That's good to know.
Studying the ground intently, Diggs chuckled.
Ha ha! You can bet your grandma's marching boots it is. See this small, faint track here? That's a sort of what's-it beetle. Forgotten the blighter's name. But the thing is this, it always travels south. Ha! And by my reckoning, that's where the abbey is. Or was it west? No bother. Tracker Diggs will soon find it, what?
The garrulous hare got no further, owing to the fact that Ambrovina lifted him up bodily. Perching him on her shoulder, she pointed to her right, above the trees, directly in the opposite direction Diggs had been taking. Redwall's bell tower stood out like a pike staff. She inquired calmly.
What do you suppose that is, Tracker Diggs?
For the first time in quite a while, Diggs felt silent. He twiddled his ears this way and that, sniffed the air and tested the breeze with a damp paw. Then he spoke.
Well, of course, it's jolly old Redwall. Top marks, ma'am. You passed my little test. I was wondering when you'd finally notice the confounded thing.
Ambrovina dumped him down unceremoniously.
That must be the back of the abbey, east wall, do you think?
Diggs brushed himself off without turning a hair.
Oh, undoubtedly. Well, forward the buffs and pip-pip. Here's to some of the finest scoff that ever passed a chap's lips. What? Now, I wonder if it's lunchtime or mid-morning snack break. I say there, wait for me, Ambriel girl.
Zwilt the shade emerged from some bushes with the four ravagers at his back. They watched the hare and the badger hurrying off toward the abbey, though Zwilt felt like heaving a sigh of relief. He showed no emotion to his escort. The obvious size and power of Ambrovina made him feel quite puny in comparison. She presented a problem he had not anticipated. However, Zwilt was not about to allow anything to get in the way of his abbey conquest, not even a massive badger. Following the pair at a safe distance, the tall sable moved among the trees like a noon shadow. The four ravagers followed in his wake, fearful of putting a single paw wrong, each trying to breathe noiselessly.